This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we looked at cultivating a positive and affirming environment within which we can thrive as fellow believers. The Apostle Peter continues by pointing out in 1 Peter 3:9 some things we should avoid doing if we want to maintain healthy relationships as believers. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. Under the best of relationships, there are times when misunderstandings arise, and things might be said and done that insult and are perceived as evil. When this happens, don't let those feelings or thoughts provoke you to respond in kind. It would be better to respond by blessing those responsible, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. To encourage this kind of response, he asks the question, who should love life and see good days? Most people would readily respond, I would. Well, if that is your response, listen to what Peter quotes from Psalm 34:12-16. Whoever would love life and see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from deceitful speech. He must turn from evil and do good. He must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Be aware, God hears what you say and sees what you do. If he is pleased, he will be attentive to your prayers. Isn't it interesting that he comes back to our prayers? If you want your prayers answered, take care to maintain healthy relationships with fellow believers. If these messages have been helpful, I'd like to hear from you. Lud Golds at Outlook.com.